The Mind Aware, 452.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome. So I'm really excited about today's show, and I can't wait to talk because it's about my favorite subject. It's all about me. However, having said that, it's actually about something that happened, and it turned out to be a really good brain training exercise about something that completely just crashed and burned. And so all of you rubberneckers, come on over and listen, because I'll tell you what happened. So we did this really big launch, and this story will be most appreciated by people who are tech phobes or who have technology challenges or who have had challenges with their own stories that we tell, their old kind of negative background stories that we just don't clean up and we don't fix, right? If you fit in any of those categories, you're going to like this little chronic negative thinking. So here's what happened. We had this big launch last week where we launched a new product. It's a new program, Train Your Brain for Influence, right? So when I'm telling people to go to danaclass.com, it's because we are in the process of telling people about this program, how to build your following quickly and easily, because I mean, I've done that twice, and so I want to tell people how to do that, give you kind of step by step exactly how to do that. So we had a really good launch. We had a lot of people signed up, and as we were creating the pieces for this program, we were doing this inside of a membership area that already existed. And so when I made the decision to do that, I knew like, okay, this is going to be really high level tech. And I am definitely not the person to do this, right? Because I already know, for those of you that don't know this about me, I've got this running love-hate relationship with technology. And so I thought, okay, I've got to make sure that I don't do this, because this is a disaster if I do this, because I'm not qualified and I know I've got this story about technology, so I'm going to fix this. You know, I'm going to nip this in the bud. I'm going to get out in front of this and I am going to find the right people to do this. So I search all the different options for who knows this software and who can use it. I get all these different bids. And of course I think like, okay, I'm going to pick the highest one because they're going to be the best, right? So I get the highest team, you know, hire them out, buku bucks, get them on board with like, here's what we've got to build out. Here's the step-by-step process. What has to happen? Because in this membership area, we have members who are paying monthly. They're paying a monthly fee every month. And so just because we add this new program that happens to be a one-time thing, I don't want it to screw up everything else. So time goes on. And I mean, when I say like hiring a team, like, you know, these guys that are like these IT guys who like sit in dark rooms and code, like that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about really high level smart people who are working on this project. So I'm feeling like, okay, confident, like I did this, I got the right people, this is going to work, everything seems to be fine, it's going to go great, right? So time goes on, and literally I'm spending almost every day communicating with the tech team as this is happening, for not like a day or two, but like weeks before we get on to the day that it's going to launch. So the day comes that it launches, and the people who are paying members, I give them like a special code, and so that they can participate in this program too. So within 15 minutes of the launch and sending the email for the code, immediately we start seeing all of these cancellations coming through, like 22 cancellations in a row. And what happened was anybody who entered the code, they canceled their membership. So of course, I'm like, hold on, I'm going to kill somebody. You know, like, it's easy to say, like, oh, Dana's always happy. Well, I wasn't very happy then. I was just like, holy crap. And so immediately we, like, shut down whatever we can so that people quit canceling their memberships. And I'm going to contact the tech team, but I'm like, okay, I have to, like, walk around the block first because I'm not going to get any good results from this. Like, at least I was awake and aware enough in that moment to know, like, don't act now in anger or upset or frustration. Like, go, like, just take it easy and walk around. And so I came back, I talked to them, we got it sorted out. 22 people were affected. Luckily, it's the 22 people who are, like, most excited about what we're doing because they were the first ones who were like, I can't wait to get my code in there. So here's the whole point of this, because that's what we call sometimes, like, a very long walk to a very small house. But I think the piece that you're going to really like about this, and I wonder if you've figured it out already. What do I preach here all day, every day? All day, every day, all the time. Is that we try to build our businesses or build our followings with action. We try to fix problems with action. And that's exactly what I did here. I thought, oh, I know I've got this problem with technology, so I'm going to take these actions to try to fix this problem. And I went and took all this series of actions that seemed like, oh, here, these are good actions. But you know what my mindset was the whole time I was taking these actions? I need to hire this team because I've got technology issues. I need to make sure that it's the most expensive team because I've got technology issues. Right? I mean, seriously, talk about being busted, like level 10 busted. How totally crazy is that? And here's the good news, is it proved to me once and for all, and I hope it's helping you realize too, that all of the positive action in the world will not make up for a messy mindset. It just won't happen. You have to clean up those stories and that mindset. And granted, I mean, I look at the list of stuff that I've got to clean up. Like, here's my long list of, you know, imperfections, quote unquote imperfections that I want to fix, you know, like, oh, I wish I was more this or more that. You got to pick and choose. But definitely, I promise you that this one is now at the top of the list. It's like, what would have been a better solution? And this goes for everybody. Like, when you're looking at your own life and your own business, we can say, like, well, I'm taking these steps. I'm live streaming, or I'm podcasting, or I'm blogging, or I'm doing all these steps. But are you doing those steps with the right mindset? Because mindset matters most. All of the action in the world is not going to get you results, just like it didn't for me. All the action in the world is not going to get you results. You have to fix the mindset first and then. So in this case, and for those of you that are technology people who are like, oh my gosh, this is me. I'm really bad with technology and what's going to happen when I try to do stuff. The message then is to tell yourself the thinking to do in your own head, the shift you want to make, the feeling you want to get to is, I don't need to be good at technology. I have good judgment in who I hire. I'm getting better and better at picking the right people. I am noticing that the more I relax around this, the easier it is. Things seem to go well for me. I'm doing better all the time. I'm making good choices about when I launch. Okay, so that's kind of another crack up, right? I just have to interrupt this because what day do you think that I chose to do this launch? Okay, seriously, it's like almost so funny in hindsight. I picked the very last day that Mercury was in retrograde, which is, like, you know, supposedly by story, the biggest, most massive, intense day, which of course, like, I've got that going in the background too. So anyway, I didn't do this just so you could laugh at me. I did this so that we could say, like, okay, these are the stories that need to be busted. And how do we do it? So technology people, it has to be either you're going to get good at it and you're going to learn. And I'm pretty good on that side of the story. Like that side of the story, like, okay, I'm learning more. I'm getting better at this. I'm understanding more. But the reality is the side of the story, and it is multi-layered for me, that's better for me, is the I can trust other people to do things side of the story. You know, I don't have to do everything myself. I can trust other people to do things. I'm hiring good people. They're better and better all the time. They're qualified. They bring so much to the table. They definitely know more about technology than I know. I feel comfortable and confident. I don't need to be in contact with them every day to see what's going on because I trust them to do it. I can trust my intuition. All of these things, right? And make that the predominant feeling in my body. So I don't know about you, but when I first practice something that's kind of a new story or new thinking, it doesn't feel natural. So that's the work. Like that's what we're doing here is to find the words where it starts to feel natural, where it starts to feel easy, where it starts to feel like your default thinking, where it starts to feel like it's totally you. And then suddenly and easily that issue goes away. And guess what? You get to pick something else off the list if you want to. Or you get to just go, I'm so great just like I am. I'm happy with all my perfections. I like that one better. So, okay, I want to come back and I want to talk with you a little bit more about why mindset matters most. But sit tight because I'm going to check in with our Facebook peeps. For those of you that don't know, I am live on Facebook always every Thursday, always most often every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And sometimes other times too. And if you want to know when I'm going live, just go to danaupdate.com and you will get a little ping from DanaBot and you can be part of the party here. Come and hang out with us. And I'm going to check in with our Facebook studio audience right now and be back in 90 seconds.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/freetraining or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/freetraining, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word MythBusting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Dana Wild here. Hey, so good to be here, and I hope you enjoyed my story about how I was an utter failure as a brain trainer. Because, you know, the thing is here, sometimes it's important to know. In my humble opinion, my hope is that I always have something new that I'm looking toward improving or changing or creating or moving through in my life. Like for me, that's called being alive. Part of being alive is making mistakes, and part of being alive is being able to bust yourself and say, like, here are the ways that I can laugh at myself, and here are the things that I can be aware of, and here are the things that aren't exactly like I like them right now, but it's not that big of a deal. It's just one more thing that's going to be able to pull the desire through me. I have a desire to change this, and I have a desire to improve my life in some way, shape, or another, or get better results. I mean, for me, that is the walk of life, being able to be aware and have fun and laugh at ourselves and try again and fall down and get up and have success and have the thrill that comes with, oh my gosh, it actually worked, and then go fall down again. You know, I think the Train Your Brain sandbox is created with people like this. I'm guessing that if I feel like this, you probably feel like this too. And so I guess the final thing I want to say before we close today is just remember to give yourself some grace. Wouldn't it be kind of boring if it was just so perfect all the time? Is that show like Stepford Wives or something? Isn't there a movie about that where everything is just so perfect and robotic? Like, we don't want that. We don't want just this blissed out, everything's the same every day. We want the ride. We want to enjoy ourselves. We want to have some fun. And so if you're here, I'm guessing that you do too. So give yourself some grace today. Give yourself some awareness today. Give yourself the pleasure of busting yourself today. And then most importantly, give yourself the pleasure of the new story. Because one thing we know for sure, and that is, mindset matters most. Okay, we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.